This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
Collaborative, heart of the community.
The next idea.
When we really see each other, we want to help each other.
So you've got a small business. You've been selling your product at farmers markets or art fairs or maybe online. But it's a great big step from that to having your own brick and mortar store. One way to help bridge that gap is happening in Midtown Detroit, Cass Collective. It's a new collaborative retail space where businesses rotate in and out so a budding entrepreneur can put a cautious toe in the water without having to sign a long lease. Cass Collective is a joint project of Midtown Detroit, Inc. and Tech Town Detroit. With us now from Tech Town Detroit is Sarah Donnelly. Welcome, Sarah, to The Next Idea.
Thank you for having me.
Would it be fair to describe Cass Collective as like a hybrid, a cross between a one-time pop-up event and a full-time brick-and-mortar store?
Absolutely. The Cass Collective is an opportunity for small businesses to have the experience of running a brick-and-mortar shop before they jump right into a long-term lease. So it's that in-between of a one-day market and a long-term brick-and-mortar operation.
Tell us about the space.
The space is an open-air space where six vendors have the opportunity to operate, you know, their own individual businesses while also feeding off of each other. So we have businesses that are, you know, making their own bow ties on site, but they sell, you know, menswear from head to toe, from the suit to shoes, but you have that on-site production. We have jewelry makers using raw materials like leather and fabrics that are also producing on-site while they show the rest of their assortment. We have clothing providers. We have vintage, you know, women's clothing in the space. We have someone who imports olive oil directly from Italy and makes handmade bath products. So the beautiful thing about the space is that while each business can preserve their own identity within their small footprint, they also have the opportunity to collaborate with each other. The customer that is visiting the space, they can really go on the journey and discover things as they turn the corner. In addition to the retail space, there's also an opportunity for external parties to rent a conference room that is adjoining to host off-site meetings, art shows, and also the tenants that are in the space, they also can rent that area to host their own trunk shows, you know, classes on how to make jewelry, how to tie a bow tie. There's just a variety of opportunities beyond leading with the retail experience and then showing what else you can do within that area.
I'm going to say, just even as a prospective customer, it sounds very lively and very cool. How are the vendors chosen for this?
TechDown Detroit and Midtown collaborated on programming the assortment of vendors. So we looked at, have these businesses been popping up around the city? Do they have a customer base? Do they have an online presence? Some of the businesses have been in a different type of collective environment. Some have had their own brick-and-mortar experience, and others are looking to see if brick-and-mortar is the right path for them.
Now, how is Cass Collective funded? I mean, do these folks pay rent?
They do pay rent. They absolutely pay rent. We don't think it would be setting up anybody for success if they didn't have skin in the game, so to speak, right?
Mm-hmm.
When they have their own space, they're going to have to manage their finances and manage that accordingly. So this is setting them up for that type of management and experience. So they do pay rent. And then it is also subsidized by TechTown and Midtown.
And it also, knowing the kind of work you do at TechTown, these folks are getting guidance, aren't they, as they go through their ventures to help them take things to whatever the next level is for them?
Absolutely. So in addition to, you know, the front-running value add for these businesses is that they have the opportunity to operate in the lively retail environment that is in Midtown. So they certainly have that, you know, access to that audience and that footprint. And in addition to, while they are in the space, and they all are operating on 3-month leases, that we have a conversation to see if they want to renew that lease. But they are in 3-month increments. While they are in the space, they have access to the services from TechTown, which includes workshops that are catered directly towards their businesses, because it's only a group of six, right?
Yeah.
Rather than a group of 30. I'm also working with the businesses to do deep dive assessments of their operations, and then we are going to be working on a milestone plan while they are in the space. And the goal is to help them have that real life experience to help them determine what their next step is, right? Potential success could be certainly, you know, they want to have their own brick and mortar space. They have the experience under their belt. Okay, well, let's help you find a location. Is the Midtown neighborhood where you want to ultimately land? Can we support you looking at other neighborhoods in the city? So brick and mortar can certainly be a path of a successful tenure. Also businesses, because they've had the day-to-day in and out experience, they could also identify, you know what, being in this collective model, this is really where I thrive and what my customers are enjoying. Okay, well then how can we look at other models?
Could an idea like this, Sarah, work elsewhere in the state? I mean, what would be your advice to organizations who want to try this collaborative retail space to drive small business?
I certainly believe that the Cass Collective model could work in other areas of the state. There are, you know, a plethora of small business owners that are producing out of their home, making goods, doing home parties, doing the vendor, you know, market circuit. So I certainly think that could be an opportunity. There are also businesses that perhaps chose too much square footage for their initial brick and mortar, you know, operation. So this model can also help people identify, you know what, I don't need as much space, right? But I certainly think this could work in other locations. I mean, when we look at the state of retail as it is, right, I mean, you can't go a day without pulling up an article about brick and mortar retail is dying and this department store is closing down and
right. Jobs
are being lost. This is a way to sustain jobs, create jobs, because we're really using that go slow to go fast mentality. This model can be a way for people to triage their idea and really understand the value of that in-person customer experience and also how to operate their business online as well. I don't think that there's a retail business that can operate only through one channel, right? And brick and mortar retail is not dying. It's simply going through a makeover, I guess you could say. There are national brands that are shifting because consumers want experiences rather than simply buying product. And a model like the Cass Collective can provide that experience, right? And it's always going to be changing, whether the tenants themselves change or whether they're making new product. It's a very engaging environment.
You can find out more about the Cass Collective by going to its Facebook page, and I'm sure that will have location and hours. But what if I'm a business owner and I want to go to your boot camp? How do I find out more?
Absolutely. Go to techtowndetroit.org/retail-bootcamp. Applications close June 4th. We are also hosting an info session here at TechTown on Wednesday, May 31st.
Sarah Donnelly is with TechTown Detroit, the business accelerator and incubator, and a partner in the Cass Collective in Midtown Detroit. Very exciting, Sarah. Thank you so much for being a part of The Next Idea.
Thanks so much.
Support for The Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.